changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I'm one of these people that as the year winds down, I always want to review that year, and I always want to think about the year coming up. I will tell you that time and again, when I have been specific about the dreams and goals that I want in my life, they have come to pass. It's almost kind of frightening. It's frightening how quickly they come to pass. And so I want to talk with you today about what I call have a great 2021 and start by writing your now self a later letter. Write your now self a later letter. Here's what I mean by that. Stephen Covey wrote in The Seven Secrets of Highly Effective People, highly successful people, rather. Or was it effective? I don't remember and don't care. It's one of the biggest best-selling. It is, I think, the biggest best-selling self-help book now of all times. For so long, it was How to Win Friends and Influence People. And prior to that, it was Think and Grow Rich. Either way, in this book, he says, begin with the end in mind. Now, here's what we tend to do as we close out our year, which, once again, I want to just make you remember that this point, you see this little person jumping over the gap from over my bald head, you know, to go from 2020 to 2021. It seems like this big leap we're going to make. Okay. Where is this big leap? It's on the calendar, right? The calendar's going to flip over. Well, not for all of us, and certainly not. There are still people around the world, Greek Orthodox, who specifically in many cases, who don't even have the same calendar we do. So I want you to realize that this jump from one year to another is arbitrary. It is something that human beings have agreed upon. So, number one, we've agreed on this, and we've made it a big deal. So, something that's truly arbitrary, it could be April 3rd, really, when the year changes, but we've decided that this is when it changes, and a lot is going to be at stake here. It's always bugged me that we have this image of the child coming in at the beginning of the year, the baby, which is, I think, symbolic of the Christ child when you tie it all together, and symbolic of Hercules, etc., when you go back into the winter solstice days. But nonetheless, there is this birth, and then it takes a big leap, just like the baby grows so much in those first years and changes so much. But then at the end of the year, what's our image of the previous year that was this beautiful, sweet baby full of purpose? It's this ugly old man with a beard that we, I don't know, seem to want to push off onto an iceberg and let him just go off and die somewhere. Now, this year, I can totally get why we would want to do that. The interesting thing, if you think about it, number one, the crossing of the date is arbitrary. The new year is a big deal that we've made up, okay? And we also come in with this great expectation that the year is going to be magical. And yet every year, even in years past, prior to the pandemic, prior to the social unrest, prior to the economic roller coaster, prior to all of the things that we've gone through in 2020, we've always seen the parting year as blech, get rid of that year. Let the new baby year come in so that I can grow it over the year and then not be happy with it again at the end of the year, put it on the iceberg, and get rid of it. Now, here's the problem. It's the end of the year. We have this resentment for the end of the year, whether it's 2020 or 2018 or 2006 or 1994. We've always seen the end of the year as, let's get rid of that one. Let's start fresh. We always want the new year to be good and a mulligan. But we're approaching this with resentment for the previous year, knowing that who created that previous year? That's not a rhetorical question. Who created the outcomes we got this previous year? We did. And at some level, we know that. So as the new year comes, we go, well, I've had enough of that. I'm changing everything about myself. I'm going to start to be on time for everything. I'm going to start to drink more water. I'm going to start to exercise more. I'm going to meditate first thing, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to do all of that somehow in the first 11 minutes after I wake up. Crazy. So let's do what Stephen Covey recommends, and that is to begin with the end in mind. In other words, how would it feel at the end of 2021, instead of being so grateful to let that ugly year go, just how would it feel to feel good about 2021? To look back on 2021 and say, this was the best year of my life because I, and this is what I'm inviting you to do, and I mean today. I'm listening to a Bob Proctor program regularly, and he talks about the knowing-doing gap. The advice I give you is worthless if all I do is make you feel upbeat and inspired in the morning. I want to change your life. So I want to invite you to pick up a pen and a piece of paper or use your phone or type on a keyboard. Imagine that you are writing yourself a letter. Dear Will, dear Elena, dear Cynthia, dear Mike, dear all any of you who are here, Trish, etc., Michelle, Muhammad, you're writing yourself a letter and you're saying, this was the best year of my life. It's December 28th. 2021. This was the best year of my life because this year, and then begin to fill it out. And don't write down because this year I stopped running late. I stopped because that's an issue for me, by the way. I realize that's a total paradigm I'm locked into. Because this year I enjoyed this, because this year I accomplished this, because this year I did this, because this year I went here. Begin to create a vision of the ideal year instead of going in saying, last year was broken, I'm broken, I gotta fix everything within the next few weeks. And that's about how long New Year's resolutions last, if we're lucky. Usually I think about 3 days is more likely. 3 days. I saw a cartoon one time and it said two dogs were talking, and one dog said to the other dog, what's a New Year's resolution? And the other dog said, it's a goal list for the first 2 weeks of the first of the year. Something along those lines. In other words, it's only designed to last. If you really want lasting change in your life, you can't enter the year resentful, broken, and ready to start afresh, regardless of the year. You've got to give gratitude for the year that transpired, and you need to look forward, but look forward by giving gratitude as if the year coming up has already taken place. Write it out. Write your future self a later letter. Write it today. Write it today. Today is December 28th, 2021. This has been the best year of my life because your ego is going to tell you, oh my gosh, James, if you take time to do that, it's going to take hours. And then what happens if it doesn't work out? Or Michelle, if you do it and it doesn't, and you find yourself taking some, it's going to take, this will take you less than 30 minutes. I'm guessing closer to 10. and it will make you feel so great. And the best part of this is, remember, you can either move a mule with a carrot or a stick. You can dangle a carrot in front of its nose, or you can whip it on the rump. You whip it on the rump, and eventually what's the mule going to do? Sit down and become petulant and not move forward at all. You want to move yourself forward. Don't whip yourself for the past year. Celebrate yourself by writing a letter to yourself 1 year from now titled, "This has been the best year of my life because." All right? Share with me some of your comments before we say goodbye and good day to everyone. Let's see. Kathy Cruz says, "Gave my husband Rayburn for Sheriff shirt bloodlines. He loved it. That is awesome." We did finally start our bloodline tour yesterday. We were coming back from Miami and we stopped at Alabama Jack's. Now there's an outbuilding right outside of Alabama Jack's that they used as the bus station. There are two flashbacks to a bus station. It's just an outbuilding. It's like where you would store stuff. But they hung bus stuff. And anyway, Alabama Jack's was closed. We were going to go in and have a drink yesterday. So we started our bloodline tour. Rollo says, "Is there any group of complaint-free in the Philippines?" Rollo, no, there is not. And I will tell you why. We want there to be only one group because there's a complaint free world. Now, we do have people who are certified to be a complaint-free trainer. If you'd like to become a complaint-free trainer, we can tell you about that program. We were ready to roll that out on a big scale and then COVID hit. But if you would like to do that, that's what Carlos has done. He has been certified by me to teach this program, not exclusively, but to teach it and get paid in Mexico. And he does really well. Hey, Jerome, good to see you. Hope that all the singing went great. There's our friend from Kenya. Muhammad says, "Great to have you on board, sir." Will Bowen, "It's my great wish to get in touch with you all the way from Kenya. Kindly DM after the speech." Thank you. I will leave that up to you, Muhammad. And I prefer all comments to be made within the group. I don't like private messaging. So you can come through one of my assistants if you need to do that. And that would be customerservice@willbowen.com. Customerservice@willbowen.com. There's Natasha with the biggest, brightest smile as always. There she is. And Cynthia says, "It's amazing how much gratitude you realize when there is, was, through reflecting." That is true. Because what happens is, I was just listening to this other book I'm reading right now. I've got like three books going on. Anyway, this one talks about how, and I knew this, 70,000 thoughts a day we think on average, and 80% of them are negative. So we've got to force ourselves. Sherry Elstein says, "Because quality family time." That's it. Start with your because. Awesome, James. I'm always honored. Thank you so much. We've got a Florida speakers event coming up, I know, and I'm looking forward to that. I really like that. So give myself the best 2021 and 2020. If we don't know where we're going, we're never going to get there. Start with the end in mind. "Like that," says Raleigh. "Great to know. Good to hear." Therese Napier, "It was a weird year, but definitely not our worst. We made it through job changes, health issues, and continue to live comfortably with good jobs and good families." I agree. Happy kids. Love this laugh out loud. I do too. Love reading. I'll tell you what, pick a book and read it. That's the other thing that I got off the reading thing for a bit. I was listening to books. I still listen to books. I get through about 50 books a year. And I try to constantly have a book going. If I'm cooking, I'm listening to a book. If I'm sitting on the beach, I'm listening to a book, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I often listen to them at 1.25 speed to get through them. And there's nothing like eyeballs on paper. And I love my Kindle app. I have to say, on my phone, I've always got a book. And simply by dragging my finger across sentences or words, it automatically highlights it just like I'm reading, and I can then click it and I can write a personal note or dictate a personal note and move right on. Kindle app, pick something and read it. Oh, I don't know. How about A Complaint-Free World? How to Stop Complaining and Start Living the Life of Your Dreams. Thanks, everybody. What book is it that Will that you are reading? I am reading two books right now, doing the program with what's his name? I just said it, Bob Proctor. But I'm reading .com Secrets by Russell Brunson. I just finished Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. What I realize is that I've got the greatest program in the world to change people's lives. No brag, just fact. I didn't create it. I didn't come up with going 21 days in a row without complaining. What I came up with was giving people the idea of switching a bracelet every time they catch themselves complaining. And I have not figured out how to adequately carry that message to the world on a massive scale. And that's what these two books are about. The other book that I am listening to right now is, since you asked, I always want to tell. They list every year what books Barack Obama has read, and I think that's cool. The reason I say that is for a person as busy as he is to have to read as much. Millionaire Secrets by Dean Graziosi. I'm also reading that. That ties in a lot to what we talked about today. Millionaire Secrets by Dean Graziosi. I'm going to incorporate that, reading more. I sit down, put the book in front of me, and give myself a 30-minute timer, literally on Alexa. And that's how I make sure that I do it. I don't get up till I read. All right, everybody, listen, we are going to continue talking about, this is a process. Today is Monday. Today we're talking about how to have a great 2021. I'm going to give you every day just a little bit of advice and homework. Today, write your now self a later letter. Today is December 28th, 2021. This has been the best year of my life because write it out. It doesn't do any good unless you do it. Just write it. Take less than 30 minutes to have the greatest year of your life. I do that all day long. Hope you can get yourself to do it. That's always the challenge. Close that knowing doing gap, as Bob Proctor talks about. Listen, everybody, thanks for joining me. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Make today great. Enjoy today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.